In the gospel reading, we come to the rude awakening that Jesus will judge us. We are all judged. Everybody's judged. Even the Pope, the cardinals, everybody is judged. And so justice is God's. You know, it just takes time. It just takes until we pass from this life. That's when we're judged. And so that kind of makes us feel a little uncomfortable about that. We don't like to have that feeling, that something looming over our head. Though sometimes that can keep us from doing the wrong thing. However, when we look in this parable, we see the gardener is Jesus Christ, interceding before the Heavenly Father to give us one more chance. One more chance. And so our just judge, ironically speaking, is also our intercessor. Our just judge is our intercessor. And even when we look here in the reading from Exodus, the call of Moses. And here you got Israelites. A lot of people don't realize this, but in the Israelites, we think of them as very innocent people. No, they really weren't. In a certain sense, they were. They didn't deserve slavery. But they weren't, they didn't understand God as being the only God. God, this is the first time here in Moses, is introducing I am the God. Before that, the Israelites were pretty much, you know, you worship the God of the territory. So they were in Egypt. So you have to worship that God of that territory because, heaven forbid, you don't want that God angry at you. So you got to do this. And that's, in fact, why when they went into the desert, they made that molten calf. That's not part of Egypt, so they have a different God over there. So what is that God? This calf thing. It's somebody, so we got to honor that God. We don't want that God upset at us. And even when you look at Moses, why did he fly to the desert? When he first fled, he killed the Egyptian, and then the next day he comes back and sees another Jew strangling another Jew. And so they weren't the best of people. So what does that mean about what's going on there? The Israelites, not that they're evil people, wicked people. He considered them the children, but God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, God of their fathers. What it says is that even in their sinfulness, God listens to them. No matter what they've done, God still loves them. He might be upset with them. He might be offended what they're doing, but he still loves them. And he answers their call. He still listens, and he sends Moses. What does that mean about us? When we realize that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. That even when we sin, even when we offend him, we don't have to deny it. We don't have to deny our sins, but run to him. Because he is our loving Father. He is always there for us through thick and thin, even in our sins.